Are you ready to break the silence and embrace the transformative journey of perimenopause? Well, you're in the right place. We are Natalie and Lisa, your hosts, and this is the podcast that's rewriting the script on perimenopause.
Join us in embracing the strength within, awakening dormant power, and closing the knowledge gap. We're here to inspire great health and ensure every woman is seen and heard.
Get ready for expert insights, relatable stories, and a community that gets it. Unleash your perimenopause power. It's time to own your story. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Perimenopause Power. I'm your co-host, Natalie Moore, and together with Lisa Saunders, we bring you this educational and transformational podcast to help close the gap in education and support women to find those lifestyle practices and choices that can really support their transition through this phase of life. Unfortunately, Lise couldn't join us today for this episode. She has been a little bit under the weather and her voice was a little bit husky and croaky to record an episode. And now she's taken off on a beautiful family holiday for the next couple of weeks. And we actually considered taking a bit of a break from sharing some episodes, but I've got an exciting challenge that I'm running starting today, July 1st. And I've decided on a whim to record this episode to share a topic that is really close to my heart. And that is the power of journaling. And more specifically, the power of journaling to support us whilst we're going through perimenopause, whether we're navigating life phases or changes or hormonal shifts, or we're experiencing stress or triumphs, or just looking for a practice that gives us the opportunity for a bit of self-care and me time. Journaling is one of those powerful practices that can bring profound benefits to our lives. And for this episode, I want to talk a little bit about journaling and share a little bit about my own experience with the practice, and also give you some tips and some tools on how you can really harness this practice to support your health and your well-being. Now, before we start talking about journaling, I want you to have a think about your experience with menopause. And you and I, we all know that this is a significant life transition that brings a variety of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological changes. And we've shared, others have shared, you've possibly shared with others in your life as well, just around how it is a challenging time. And like with any change, whether it's a positive or a negative, or it is what it is, there's always going to be an element of uncertainty and a little bit of loss in who we are and perhaps where we're navigating, because the road that we're taking can be murky and can be a little bit clouded. But what I love about journaling is that it offers a way for us to navigate these changes with greater ease and self-awareness. So journaling, when it comes to a life phase such as menopause, and can I also add in there for women who are still menstruating and have a regular menstrual cycle, that journaling helps us track our symptoms and notice patterns in our experiences. And this can be particularly useful for understanding what triggers certain symptoms and also finding ways to manage them. So, for example, you might notice that certain foods or stress levels affect your mood or hot flushes. And by documenting these patterns, you can make informed decisions about your lifestyle and your health. What we find, and what I've found in my own personal experience over probably the last decade in particular, as I've been building my self-awareness and really coming into how I want my health and my well-being to be, is I recognize particularly early on that we spend a lot of time in our heads. We spend a lot of time thinking on the past, worrying about the future, but also stuck in that thinking pattern of, I've got to do this, or I should do this, or I should be there, or I've go, 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 do. What I find with journaling is that it allows us to get everything that is in our head out onto paper. And when I teach people about journaling and how to journal and how to use it, I often talk about just picking up a pen and paper and just writing. And it doesn't even have to make sense. We just want to get out onto paper where our thoughts and our feelings, our experiences are at. And I'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. But for a moment of reflection, and you're thinking about your experience with perimenopause and menopause and the symptoms and the changes that you were going through, I want you to take a moment to reflect that what if you dedicated just 5, even 10 minutes a day to jotting down your thoughts and feelings about your menopause experience? Imagine waking up in the morning and you took a beautiful in-breath and released that breath out. And then you just wrote. And you just wrote about how you're feeling. Perhaps you write about your thoughts for the day ahead. Maybe you had a terrible night's sleep. Maybe something happened the day before. Imagine just stopping. And I want you to consider how this simple act might help you gain some clarity, reduce stress, and most importantly, bring you back to the present moment, and specifically out of your head and into your body. Now, I want to talk about stress relief and emotional health and how we can use journaling to support these. Now, through your experience of perimenopause and menopause, and just day to day as well, you know, we've spoken before about everyday stress and how we tend to think about big stressful moments as the things that have an impact on our health. Unfortunately, it's the everyday stress that we are all experiencing around getting ready for the day ahead, getting kids to school, rushing to get to work, stuck in traffic, running late, work projects, thinking about what to have for dinner. I mean, when you think about it, your mind could just boggle around all the different things that we do. And it is this constant stress. And if I keep coming back to that constant idea of being in your head, thinking about what needs to be done, what you need to do, it is that can really cause us a lot of stress. And when we find ourselves in that constant fight or flight stress response, that's when the stress becomes negative or doesn't support our health and our well-being. So journaling, again, is a powerful stress relief tool because it allows us to express and process our emotions in a safe and private space. Again, thinking very simply about writing about our feelings helps to externalize them, making them more manageable. And so when you think about when we sit down to write or to journal, we start to create a dialogue with ourselves. And it's this self-talk that can lead to greater understanding and acceptance of our emotions. Instead of bottling them up, we can confront it head on and walk through it constructively. So think about it's almost like we are just pouring our heart and soul onto paper. There's no time for judgment or self-criticism. We don't have to share this with anyone. These are just the thoughts that come up. They might not even be our thoughts. They might be thoughts that have been given to us by other people as they inject their beliefs and their thoughts and their fears onto us. But we're just pouring our heart and soul into words on paper. Now, I want to take another moment for reflection, and I want you to think about the last time you felt overwhelmed or stressed. And I want you to consider for a moment how might writing about that experience have helped you process and release those emotions. So at times of overwhelm and stress, we internalize so much. We carry a lot of fear, self-loathing, self-judgment, and we just find ourselves almost like a hamster wheel, just cycling through that same thought. How might have writing helped you experience that or process that a little bit differently? Now I want to talk a little bit about building resilience and self-compassion. And we've spoken about both of these topics a little bit on our podcast. And the beautiful thing about journaling is that it helps us build emotional resilience. So by reflecting on our experiences, we become more aware of our strengths and how we've overcome past challenges. And this awareness boosts our confidence and prepares us to face future obstacles. I often talk about and have mentioned before around how we can train our brain to think differently and act differently. And journaling actually affords us the opportunity to create new neural pathways in our brain. because we can reflect on our experiences, big, small, positive, negative, right, wrong, whatever it is. We can take a moment to reflect on those, and we can also then choose and set ourselves a bit of an intention around how we want to deal with a similar experience in the future. So it's a powerful tool to set intentions and even visualize how we want to act or respond in the future. And that's why I particularly love journaling and writing with our hand, with pen and paper. I know it sounds simple, but so much of us have lost that connection to writing. But there's scientific evidence and proof that when we write, we are actually more deeply connected to what we're writing down, and we're contributing to those new neural pathways in the brain. It's amazing. Journaling, as I said, around self-compassion also fosters self-compassion. So again, when we go through a life transition such as perimenopause, it's very easy for us to be hard on ourselves for the changes that are happening in our body and our mind. Because a lot of us, particularly around this phase of life, we know that there's that ingrained taboo and that fear, and it is so deeply entrenched in all of society and all of the way that we show up, that we can push against it and resist and want to fight against it. But through journaling, we can actually practice self-love and self-kindness, and we can remind ourselves that it's okay to feel vulnerable and that we are deserving of care and compassion. And might I just add that when you give yourself self-love and self-compassion, others around you, your family, your friends, work colleagues, they see you taking care of yourself, that they naturally recognize that they can give you love and kindness too. By you supporting and loving yourself, you're showing those around you how you want to be loved and supported and cared for. And that's really important. So by way of action, when it comes to resilience and self-compassion, I want you to consider for a moment about whether you've ever actually written a letter to yourself. Imagine writing a letter to yourself filled with words of encouragement and kindness. How might this practice shift your perspective and boost your self-esteem? I can tell you that I have many times over the years written a letter to myself, and I've written it in future tense, particularly around goals. So I'm a big goal setter, and I've written letters to myself in congratulating myself for the goal being achieved. And I've written words around how I feel in that moment, my experience, who's around me. So it's actually a form of visualization, but we're using words and pen and paper to visualize the achievement of our goals. And I'll talk a little bit more about where I've used journaling and how it has helped me immensely. But maybe that's something that you might like to give a go. It is very tricky sometimes, particularly if we're not used to giving ourselves self-compassion and self-love. It can be difficult to then start to talk to ourselves with kindness. But again, journaling allows you to just write with no thought, not forcing, just allowing whatever comes to the surface to come to the surface. Another great benefit of journaling is the impact that it has on our relationships. So through journaling, we can actually reflect on our interactions with others. We can gain insights into how we connect and we communicate with others. And this reflection really helps us improve our relationships by fostering empathy and understanding. For example, you might write about a challenging conversation with a loved one. Through journaling, you can explore your feelings and gain a better understanding of the other person's perspective. And this can lead to a more compassionate and effective communication style. This practice goes a long way, again, to us sharing things in the moment in a relationship or a connection or communication with someone else that perhaps we didn't feel safe or feel like we actually could say it out loud. And if we're holding on to thoughts and feelings or experiences from our interactions with people in our network, our family, our life, friends, if we haven't sorted through and we haven't communicated and opened up around how we're feeling, that can actually then play out in our next connection with that person and so on. And so we're festering and we're sitting on thoughts and emotions and feelings. By journaling, we can actually release that. Whether we end up communicating with the people we need to communicate with in person, that's here nor there, but But we can decide in that moment that, again, I'm going to share and just write and bring all my thoughts and feelings, all the things that I want to say to this person out onto paper. And perhaps maybe by doing that, that then gets you to feeling safe and recognizing that what you wanted to say or the interaction that you had with this person maybe wasn't as bad as what your brain or your thoughts are actually thinking. So it might actually give you the confidence to have those conversations. And so again, a beautiful thing with journaling is that imagine writing about an interaction with someone that didn't quite go to plan. You can write and you can set your intention for how you want to approach similar situations differently in the future. And then finally, and I touched on this a little bit before, journaling helps us create a vision for the future. And even without journaling, just writing a vision statement. And we, when we're coaching and working with people, first thing we do is we get our clients to write a vision statement around what it is they want and why they want it. And this helps us, again, to really envision the future that we want. And so, again, as we transition through life changes and life phases, such as perimenopause, it's almost like a reset for us. Yes, the change might be challenging, the experience is confronting and overwhelming. But with any change, we get the opportunity to reset and set our intention for our next step, our next phase. And so I'd love to invite you to consider how setting a new goal for your next phase of life, how that could be really the gateway to supporting your health and well-being in this moment. And through journaling, it helps us clarify our vision and then create actionable plans, setting intentions, mapping out your steps, staying motivated. When we can write about our goals and our aspirations, it makes them more tangible and attainable. And through my own journaling practice over the last decade or so, this has been a big one for me that I've focused on. So as a business owner and through the various businesses I've created, I've always used journaling to visualize a certain point within my business and connecting to achieving that, visualizing what I want a certain process to look like, how I want to feel when I've achieved that goal, what I want my business to look like in a year time, or my future, or my life, my relationships, my health, etc. My marathon running, I have always journaled about every marathon that I've done and have written around what it feels like to cross that finish line. It's almost like you can create and conjure up those feelings in your body like you're there. It is incredibly powerful and a practice that truly is life-changing. And also other times I've used journaling is a very simple gratitude practice. So each night I'll write out three things that I'm grateful for from the day just gone. In the mornings, I might start journaling around my intention for the day. At times where I've been in high stress and I can reflect back on, and I've shared many times my experience of when I had my daughter and returned to work, and the stress and the overwhelm that I was carrying, journaling was the first practice that I really connected to help me understand and better connect with my emotions and my thoughts and my feelings, and helped me really then create the pathway to navigating that uncertainty, to really supporting my health and my well-being. So I want you to consider this for a moment, that journaling or writing, whatever you want to call it, is a versatile and powerful practice that can support us through menopause and various life phases, even just everyday life. It enhances our self-awareness, reduces stress, fosters self-compassion, improves relationships, and helps us plan for the future. By dedicating a few minutes each day to journaling, we can create a deeper connection with ourselves and navigate life's transitions with greater ease and grace. And when I say a few minutes, I genuinely mean a few minutes. You might take a moment in the morning when you wake up to simply write one sentence. You might set your timer for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just sit and write. And if you are new to journaling, there's one very simple prompt that you could start with, and that is, how am I feeling today? And so to start journaling, I really encourage everybody to find a quiet place where you won't be distracted. I suggest taking a beautiful in-breath and then releasing that breath out through the mouth with an audible sigh. and simply writing. Writing to connect, explore, reflect, and grow. And journaling is your very own safe sanctuary where you get to explore everything that makes you you, has led you to this moment, perhaps recognize what it is that you need, as well as planning for the future. I hope this episode has inspired you to pick up a journal and start writing. And I hope that it's given you some insights into how self-care and me time does not need to be tedious or overbearing or a long time, and that our greatest self-care tools are right at our disposal. And in this case, it's pen, it's paper, and it's being curious about bringing our words to life, allowing our thoughts to leave our head, our feelings to be in our body and connected to them. It's a beautiful way to conjure up that mind-body connection. And I'd love to know if you try it, let us know. Reach out to us, send us an email. Better yet, and I'm excited to share that we are hosting a month-long challenge across July called Journal in July. And if I can say, this really did come out of my own journaling practice. And the idea was literally birthed just a few days ago because I've been having so many conversations with women who are really feeling the effects of stress and overwhelm at the moment. I think maybe it's the mid-year pressure. And a lot of women are just not sure how to make that start in giving themselves some more self-care and some me time. And majority of us are trying to find large gaps of time in our day to give back to ourselves. But as you have heard Lisa and I speak many times, a little goes a long way. And the greatest self-care is the self-care that we do by being connected to ourselves, being present in the moment, seeing our thoughts and our feelings, and better understanding them and equipping ourselves with how we want to respond, what our intention is. And journaling affords us that opportunity. So starting today, 1st of July, we are hosting Journal in July. As I said, a month-long journaling challenge designed to help you create space in your day with a focus on enhancing your health, boosting your well-being, and helping you embrace self-care and mindfulness. So what will you get as part of this challenge? You're going to get daily inspiration from me, where you're going to receive daily journaling prompts to help spark your reflections and really get you reconnecting with yourself. It's going to help you cultivate presence and mindfulness in your daily life, help you uncover deeper insights about yourself and your journey. And of course, we wouldn't run a challenge without community support, and you'll have the opportunity to connect with a like-minded community for motivation and encouragement. And so I invite you to join us, whether you're navigating perimenopause or menopause or experiencing another life transition, or perhaps you're not quite sure even if you're in this phase of life yet, and you're just looking for an opportunity to increase some self-care. This challenge is going to be a powerful tool for your personal growth and transformation. And if you would like to sign up, we're going to pop the link into the show notes. And I would love to see you every day across the month of July and help you take that first step towards a more mindful, joyful, and connected you. Thank you again, as always, for joining us. We are likely going to take a very short break from dropping an episode next week. We are practicing what we preach, as always, but we will be back in your ears very, very soon. Have a fabulous day ahead. Feeling isolated in your menopausal journey? Join Let's Talk, a supportive community where we break the silence around menopause. We provide a safe space for women to connect, share experiences, and turn challenges into opportunities for growth and empowerment. Explore the latest research, wellness strategies, and expert advice with us. No woman should face menopause alone. Join Let's Talk for $99 per year and redefine your menopausal journey today.
Thanks for tuning in to Perimenopause Power. If you found today's episode empowering, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Your journey through perimenopause just got a whole lot brighter.
And of course, we'd love to hear your thoughts, so leave us a review. Your feedback helps us empower even more women on this transformative journey. Until next time, keep embracing your perimenopause power.